He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was on him, but by his wounds we are healed. Welcome, fellow redeemed. Let us pray. O Lord, sanctify us by the truth. You and your word are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. You may be seated. Many of you are familiar with the scene. It is a crowded, dimly lit, and expensive restaurant. Two couples are having dinner together. One of the couples are the attorneys Harvey Dent and Rachel Doss. The other couple is, of course, Bruce Wayne and his date for the night, the Russian ballet performer Natasha. The meal has ended, and they begin to discuss the issues facing Gotham City. The crime, its corruption, the unwillingness of men and women to stand up and do what is good and right. And it's during this scene in the movie when the character Harvey Dent arguably gives forth the greatest line from the movie. Okay, fine. I guess you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. With that thought in mind, we turn our attention to the text that was chosen for this Wednesday of Holy Week, recorded by St. John in his Gospel, the 19th chapter, beginning there at the first verse. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Isn't that phrase a pretty good summary of the events of Holy Week? On Sunday, Jesus had rode into the city as a humble king on that colt. On Sunday, Jesus was welcomed with palm branches being laid in front of him, those symbols of triumph. On just Sunday, Jesus, when he came into the city, entered into cries and shouts from the crowds that implied that they believed Jesus to be David's heir who had come to town to take back the throne from those dirty, rotten Romans. And then on Monday and Tuesday, the view, the opinion, the praise of the people hadn't changed, because if you read through the rest of the Gospels, repeatedly they tell us that the religious leaders refused. They refused to arrest Jesus at that time because they were fearful that their own people would riot against them. But what if that had happened? What if they had arrested, tried, and killed Jesus sometime between Sunday and Tuesday? Would he have died as the hero in the eyes of the people? Now, it doesn't matter, because that's definitely not what happens. We come to our text today, and now we are on Friday of that week, Good Friday. And from the looks of it here, Jesus lived long enough to see himself become the villain in the eyes of the people. And it didn't matter if they were Jews or Gentiles. What had changed? Sin changed everything, didn't it? The sinfulness of the people turned that triumphant entry into a scourging and then a death march back out the city. The sinfulness of the people had turned the shouts of praise and the hail of Hosanna into the mockery of "Hail, King of the Jews." The sinfulness of the people had turned those beautiful green palm branches into just the stems and the thorns that were twisted to make that thorny crown. The sinfulness of the people turned the shouts and the thoughts of Jesus being David's heir into that mockery of a purple robe that was placed on him that said he was less of a human being than the murderer Barabbas. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself be the villain. What had happened? Our sinfulness is what happened, and we dare never forget that very important fact. Our sins in thoughts, in words, and in actions is what was causing the worst scourging known in human history. It was our sins of when we've cheated and stolen and been lazy or unfaithful in our work that caused that crown of thorns to be pushed down further on Jesus' head and those thorns be pushed further into his flesh around his skull. When we've misused the name of the Lord, when we've sworn unnecessarily, when we've lied, when we've gossiped, when we've said those cruel words to the people around us, that's what caused those mockings of "Hail, King of the Jews." When we have had murder through hate, and when you and I have been unappreciative of all the blessings that God has chosen to give each of us, those are and were the slaps that hit Jesus in the face. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Isn't it unbelievable to think and to know that although you, me, all humanity are the real villains in this story, Jesus willingly came to this world to take on that role and become the villain for us so that you and I would not be treated as villains, so we would not get villain treatment from God the Father on the last day. He willingly descended from his throne of glory on high into this dimly lit world that is covered in the darkness of sin. He came to rescue us from our crimes, our corruption, and our unwillingness to stand up and do what is right in the eyes of God's law. And he did rescue us as he satisfied that law perfectly in our place. He was treated like the worst of villains with the scourging. And the crown of thorns, and the robe, and the mock, and the slapping. And then that all led to him receiving that day's, that time period's villain's death. Death on the Roman cross. But see, it's that death that was reserved for the worst of criminals, the worst of the villains, that causes us than to know that Jesus is actually the hero of this story, isn't he? It's Jesus' life and death, and through that life and death, he destroyed the villain. Satan, the villain of villain, no longer has any power over us because of what Jesus accomplished on this day in our text. Sins are forgiven. Hell's chains are loosened. We are free from the corruption of the devil and the power of our sinful flesh in this world. And by faith, my friends, by faith, Jesus' life and death is your life and death. And so that means you possess a hero's life and death as your very own. And see, Jesus' life and death will always be your life and death when you remain close to him. When you faithfully stick close to him by making that faithful use of his word and sacrament, so that your faith may always burn bright, even in the darkest of nights. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Almighty and ever-present God, we ask also today that you watch over all who are traveling on their way to celebrate your glorious Easter resurrection this coming weekend. Bless all efforts to ensure safe travel and protect all who travel. Should accidents occur, give comfort to the injured and calm to the confused. But above all, help travelers ever to be ready to meet you at our journey's end. We ask this all in the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.